Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and CapMel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another week of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. I'm Neil Taylor, and we have another great week of fishing talk for you. We had a guy in here a month and a half ago, and everyone liked the show so much, I dragged him in here again. So we got Mr. Bob Kirby, who is Ron Simon's right-hand man at Fishing Supply Liquidators. So, Bob, thanks for coming in again.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So we're going to talk fishing, and we're going to pick Bob's brain on what he does, both at the store and his fishing, because this guy gets out and does a lot of fishing. So we've got an hour-long show. We hope you enjoy. And, Bob, did you get in any fishing in the last week?
Well, yeah, I did. I would just tell you, I fish 3 or 4 days a week. You know, I work up at the store 3 days a week. I've been there on Mondays, Fridays, and Saturdays, if you want to come in and chat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I try to sneak out real early Sunday morning before my wife and I go to church.
Yep.
And but we're always on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Those are good days to go.
Well, yes, it is. After the water settles down, the fish quit shaking so bad from being watered all, you know, through the weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. So we go out and love to wade fish, you know, kayak.
Yep.
Do a little blue water fishing. Doesn't make any difference. And I've got a story to tell you guys later on about a little trip down to Miami doing some peacock bass fishing.
Yeah. You know, I pulled over the side of the road one time and I caught a couple of them. Those are the only ones I ever caught. And it was on my way to the Keys. And that's my only peacock experience, was driving down there.
Well, I'm going to save that whole story for a little bit later. And whenever I get to it, you'll understand why I'm saving it.
Okay, that sounds good. Anyway, we got Bob Kirby joining us on the show. Neil Taylor with Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. And I put in a lot of days fishing this week. Actually, I had a couple days off, but I was out more than I wasn't. And the last fronts we had, not the 2 week ones to end this week, but the front before that, pushed the mackerel out. We were on a bunch of big mackerel. Well, it took 4 days, but they came right back in. So, Bob, I just finished making 30 pounds of fish spread out of the Spanish mackerel.
Ouch.
That I caught alone.
Ouch.
That's how many big mackerel there were, because you're only allowed 15. And I didn't keep any of the ones that are the smaller legal ones. I only kept the ones that were like 4 to 5 pounds.
I'm just sitting here thinking about it, and it almost sends chills up my spine. I had a brand new lure, and I'm not even going to mention what it was, and I wanted to try it out. So I was out in a little spot out in Terra Verde. And this was Tuesday. No, it was Wednesday. Take it back. I fished another spot Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but Wednesday. And the lure, I'm going to call it a one and done.
Yeah.
First cast, kaboom. There's a mackerel running around out there with my lure.
I'm not sure if I brought this up last week or the week before, but I've never caught a mackerel with a hook in its mouth, but in one trip about 2 weeks ago, I caught two mackerel that had gotcha plugs in their mouth, which tells me that those mackerel are rotating from the Skyway piers to the islands in South Tampa Bay, because I know that's where they ripped them off from people.
Yes, I would just tell you, I was fishing on the flats out in Terra Verde, just as you're getting ready to come into Terra Verde, before you cross the drawbridge there, where the sailboats are at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, out there on the flats. You know, that's no secret to anybody about what's out there.
Sure.
And matter of fact, everything's out there. A few weeks ago, there were several of us wade fishing out there, and we have walked clear out to where that cut is that runs from the main channel up into that little sailboat basin bay there.
Sure.
And the boys came almost walking on top of the water because there was about a 10 or 12 foot hammerhead out there in that channel. Yeah, and it doesn't make any difference if you're only in knee deep water. It still is you want to go into ankle deep water.
Yeah.
Real quick.
That, you know, the sharks don't bother me. If I see a big shark, the first thing I do is stand completely still. But I'll get out and wade fish. My clients will tell you, we'll be in an area, and I'll say, see that over there? That's a bull shark. And then the next thing they see is me out of my kayak and wade fishing. Well, wading while they're fishing, and they're like, why are you out of your kayak if there's a shark there? And I said, I'm not food for him. And I said, I wouldn't go swimming right here, but I'm not afraid of that shark.
Well, you know, I had an experience 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm shrimping out at in the Terre Verde area,
right,
closer to Fort DeSoto on the flats, and got my light on my head, got my net, dragging my bucket. I'm in knee-deep water, and I get the distinct feeling that something's following me or watching me. And I turn around and I look. I don't see anything. I take 3 or 4 more steps, and I look down right behind me, and there's about 2.5 or 3 foot long bonnethead shark following me through the grass in the mud. And I know that he was picking off whatever I was kicking up that I wasn't catching. And there's nothing like having a bonnethead shark for a pet whenever you're out wade fishing.
You know, it's also a pet out at Fort DeSoto now, cormorants.
Oh.
The cormorants are now a problem out there.
Oh.
They will, as soon as you show up, you're paddling your kayak out there, before you get to where you start fishing, one or two of them will land behind you, and they're going to follow you the whole time.
Never had
that problem here. Sarasota Bay, I saw that as a problem 20 years ago. Never saw that problem here until the last 2 years. And now we've got problem cormorants.
I have fought those rascals for years and years and years. My first experience with them was probably 30 years ago in Port Washington, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go salmon fishing up there in the fall of the year, and that's also whenever they would dump the fry in. And they put the fry in the creeks up there, and then when they come down the creeks out into the bay where they're in Port Washington where the power plant was at. And I know the cormorants ate 9 out of 10 of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they tried covering the creek up with mesh to keep the cormorants out. But, man, I tell you, one of the horrible things is to hook one of them rascals, and you get him wallowed down, unless you've got a big dip net to throw over him, that guy will eat you up with that beak on him. You know, and that's a terrible thing to catch one of them birds. And the last thing you want to do is cut loose a bunch of monofilament.
Yeah.
But once you get him down and can get a net over him or a rag or something.
It's an interesting setup because a cormorant is a migratory species, so it's illegal to harm a cormorant.
Yes.
And I would say my clients in the past, the most likely ones to have negative comments on cormorants are from Michigan. Cormorants move in there and they wipe out everything. So it's illegal to do anything to the cormorant, but those guys up there, they'll spray their nests. That's how they control their numbers there. Well, one of my clients was a game and fish official up there, and he said, I just shoot them. And he said, it's illegal. But he said, man, he goes, a world with less cormorants is a very good thing. So, well, we're going to go to our first break here. So when we get back, we're going to have more with Mr. Bob Kirby from Fishing Supply Liquidators and a local angler. So we're going to take the first break. And when we get back, we're going to get right back to the show. So take a little break, listen to our sponsors, and we'll catch you in a bit.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the joint. we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, went down the under on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me, but I learned how to swim and I learned who it was. A lot about living with a little.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Kenyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Kenyon Bay. If you'd like more information on Kenyon Bay, check out their website at www.kenyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
Introducing Finn, the world's first situational Spectra fiber fishing line with four different braids to choose from. Wind tamer for windy conditions and put an end to wind knots. Shock absorbing for more stretch on those big bites. Original PRT for overall power and performance. And the new Extra Smooth, the strongest, smoothest braid in the market. Get the world's first situational Spectra braid. Fins.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you. And we're back, segment two of the show, rolling right along. Mr. Bob Kirby, thanks for coming in again, Bob.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me in, and appreciate you being a friend of the store. Appreciate the opportunity for the store to be a friend of your show.
Yeah, I really have a lot of respect for Ron and what he does, and you know, I know he relies on you a great deal, and it's a good thing you guys have going, your relationship.
Yeah, we do. We have a wonderful relationship, and I just think he's a great man. He has a wonderful business sense to him, and you know, and quite simply, the business model that he has developed and we've continued to refine at the store, you know, growing from a very small footprint to a huge footprint now, is you know, if it wasn't for Ron's savvy and Ron's ability to have a good relationship with the vendors and the different venues that sell or provide the fishing equipment, we couldn't be where we're at today.
Right.
And, you know, I have taken that responsibility of finding quality people and stuff like that off of Ron's shoulders. And if you don't believe that we can't find or don't have quality people, you know, come in and see us.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, we have people who are fishing fanatics, plus they understand one thing very, very well. The two young guys that we have, Kevin and Tim, they're both college students, but they understand beyond a shadow of a doubt, if nobody walks through the front door, we have nothing.
Right.
And when that person walks through the front door, if you don't treat them with style, dignity, and grace,
they won't come back.
No.
They may not buy anything that day, and they won't come back.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we sure as heck don't want to oversell somebody, sell you something that you don't need, because
sure,
the worst thing in the world is to be running around saying, "Boy, I don't. Why did that guy sell me that?"
Right.
But speaking of the store, we have a lot of things going, and I would just tell all of the listeners out there this morning, you come into the store, and you ask, or you just say that you heard me, and I have a surprise.
Ooh, nice.
Or a gift for you. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I have a gift for you. But you have to say, "Hey, I heard you talking with Neil, and I've come to pick up my gift." And
what days can they do this on, Bob? When can they redeem it?
All next week.
All this next week.
Monday through Friday. Or they can do it Monday through Saturday of next week.
Okay.
Okay.
There you have it, listeners.
Yeah.
Bob's offered you one. Yeah, you come in and say that, you're going to get something special from Fishing Supply Liquidators. And
It will be worth your time. I will tell you that.
And you need to get in there, especially if you've never been in there. I go in there. I've been in there 100 times. And every time in, I make sure I walk around because everything that's in there is always changing, and I always find something that I may as well buy it because I'm going to need it.
Yes. Yeah, that's absolutely for sure. We have we've made some good purchases here lately, and you know, go to our website, look at all of the stuff that we have out there, and or just stop by. If you need anything, if you have any questions, if you're having any trouble, if you know, for example, one of the things that we do, I had a guy that we sold a grouper rig to,
right.
And it was a conventional reel. And he came back in and he says, there's something wrong with this reel. Mm. And he had the biggest bird's nest you've ever seen.
Right.
And I told him, I said, give me a couple of minutes here and we're going to get this thing straightened out. We're going to teach you how to use this thing.
Right.
And I asked him, I said, who sold this to you? And he told me which one of the young guys sold it. I said, did they explain everything about this? He said, yeah, they told me not to turn this knob here. But he said, you know, I was messing with it. And he says, look at the mess I got.
Yeah.
Well, we got that bird's nest undone, and we tightened that up. We put a weight on there, and we done some practicing about how to use your thumb and use the weight
right.
and use the spool tensioner knob correctly to never, ever have another one of them nasty wind knobs.
Oh, yeah. Those can be bad.
And it
especially
was.
When it's thick line. You know, they're bad enough when you're dealing with thin line and you get a major tangle, but you get an entire spool of that on an offshore reel, and it's the heavier line, and it happens.
And it was 50-pound
yeah.
mono, and it was a mess. But we got it straightened out.
And you taught him. You taught him something,
yes.
So... You took an opportunity to teach someone. So that's what you get in at the store. And Ron hires people that know what they're talking about. And you go in there, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get that kind of expertise. They will spool up rods and reels for you. Everything they'll sell you, they'll give you input on how to use it. So use them as a resource. And pricing-wise, you're going to get deals on stuff there that you can't find anywhere in the Tampa Bay area.
You know, that's kind of what the business model is right there. If Ron can't buy it right, and I tell him this all the time, Ron, if you can't buy it right, I can't sell it right.
Right.
You know, it doesn't make any difference how many people walk through the front door or how good a staff we have. If we haven't bought it right, we can't sell it right.
Exactly.
And that's and so he works his tail off to do that.
And he does a good job doing it. So, Bob... you get a lot of people come in. You get a lot of regulars. Is there one customer in particular that you think is the best fisherman that ever came into the store?
I have about probably 200 of those.
Oh,
best
really?
Fishermen ever. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. We have what a diverse group of people we have. We have the once a month fishermen we come in. We have the family. Had a family come in the other day. And they're going to be here for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were staying out on Clearwater Beach. Somebody on Clearwater Beach told them to come over and see us, and we would hook them up. We fixed them up with six inexpensive spinning outfits
yep.
for them to use off of the little dock wherever they were staying over there and off the beach. And whenever they were done with them, then they were just going to donate them to the place wherever they were
right.
staying.
Yeah, just leave
and
them behind.
That happens more times than you would imagine.
Sure.
Then I get the captains come in, and you know that's when you quit talking and you start listening. And this is terrible, but you like to really listen overhear their phone conversations. They're one-sided phone conversations.
Right.
Yeah, but and then we get everything in between. We get great support from the local fishing clubs. Matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go speak at one of them.
Good.
And
which club's that? Go ahead and mention when it is so people can show up to it.
I forget the name of it.
Where is it?
It's the St. Joseph Sound one.
Oh.
With Dave Wolf is the president of it.
Yeah, I don't know that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I forget the name of it. I'm ashamed.
That may be enough for people to figure it out, though.
Yeah. But there's many others that we, you know, we work with and everything. But I'm a blessed man to be able to do what I do. Come from the Midwest.
Where's your hometown?
Decatur, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I put a little bio together for him at the club where I'm going to be.
Right.
Wherever that's going to be in a week. The 15th, I think, is what it is. But, you know, I grew up fishing creeks, ponds, lakes, reservoirs, rivers, and stuff like that, all in the Midwest. I caught my first salmon in 1970 up in Racine, Wisconsin, and I was ruined. Yeah, I mean, you will get ruined doing that. And then, but in the meantime, the U.S. government thought that I had so much fresh water running through my veins that they decided I need to be exposed to a little bit of salt water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after a little tour of duty over in the in Vietnam, I ended up in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
And that's like dying and going to heaven.
Yep.
And I was stationed at the CB base there. I was in the Navy CB.
When I moved to Florida, I almost hit a deer going across a bridge in Gulfport, Mississippi, 1993.
Yeah.
It was about 4 in the morning. There was a deer on the bridge.
Wow.
And luckily, my reflexes, you know, after driving for 15 hours and half asleep because it's 4 in the morning, luckily my reflexes were good enough where I didn't hit that deer.
Yes, yeah, I would say so. But the fishing over there is phenomenal, and well, I've just been fortunate to be able to fish all over the Gulf of Mexico, all over the Atlantic, and but I would tell you that we are so fortunate. Anybody who's listening to this broadcast, we are fortunate to live in an area in this Tampa Bay area that has this awesome fishery, and shame on every one of us if we don't take care of it.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, Bob, we're going to come up to segment 3. This was the tides and weather segment. We're in a really good weather trend, and I hope that continues. The tides, we're coming out of the weakest tides, and we've got a great set of tides for the next week. So it is a good week to go. When we get back the next segment, the Come On Man segment, Bob knows what this one is, and I think he's ready for it. So when we come back, we're going to do that one, and we're just going to do more fishing talk with Mr. Bob Kirby. We sure are happy that he could come in. Kind of short notice. I kind of flung it on Ron today. And Ron said, oh, I'll call him, and Bob was able to come. So we're happy to have you in here. So, Bob, we're going to take one more break here, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have you do the Come On Man. So you're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We will be right back.
Designed by professional guides with 4 characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have. Durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing conditions. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and I have a new product to tell you about that puts more fish on the boat. It's called M80 Supercharged Chum with TNT Sparkle by M80 Marine Products. M80 Chum is a concentrated dry chum that is easily mixed with water and is great to use for all types of fish. From snapper and grouper on the wrecks to greenbacks on the flats, M80 Chum is always on my boat. If you're interested in purchasing some M80 Chum or would like more information on the product, just go to their website at www.m80marineproducts.com.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface disturbance corks with a noise-attracting click. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Captain Jason Prieto here, and if you're in the market for a new boat, I can't think of a better choice than Canyon Bay Boats. From their 2470 with its huge front deck to the popular 2400 with its full transom and offshore capabilities, they have the perfect boat for you. Each boat is custom built to fit your fishing style, and they have an option list that will make any angler glad they chose Canyon Bay. If you'd like more information on Canyon Bay, check out their website at www.canyonbayboats.com or just give them a call for a sea trial at 727-639-7584.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and when I'm getting my engine serviced, I can't think of anywhere better than Alify Marine. Alify Marine is a full service and warranty facility for Yamaha and Mercury outboards. They are also a dealer for all Weld and Starcraft boats that are in stock and turnkey ready. For all you do-it-yourself guys, they have all Yamalube and Mercury oils in stock. Don't forget, Alify Marine is a sales and warranty center for all power pole products to keep your power pole in good working condition. Alify Marine can meet all your service needs. Call now to schedule your next appointment. 813-671-BOAT.
O'Hero Braided Line is the only gel-spun fiber line that comes in four colors, including our multicolor braid, which changes every 10 yards for trolling and deep dropping. O'Hero Braided Line is not only the thinnest line in the fishing industry, but also ranks as the highest in abrasion resistance, using the highest and latest technology. O'Hero Braid will cast further and last longer. It comes in many spool sizes from 150 yards to bulk size. Very importantly, with great prices. You can find O'Hero Braided line at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or online at justforfishing.com.
And now it's time for the Come On Man, sponsored by Foy's Tire Service. If you need to get some new tires on your truck, car, or even your boat, just give Foy's Tire Service a call at 813-241-4017. Segment three of the show, rolling along. And it's another week. We've got a lot of great fishing to talk about. I had a great week. We caught nice trout. We caught some small trout. We caught all the 4 to 5 pound mackerel you could want. And the action was good. So, Bob, the come on man, I have a feeling you've got this one.
Oh, I do. I 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago, whatever it was, you know, you get my age, your memory starts to fade just a little bit. But there's certain things about it that you'll never forget. Well, Ron Simon and I went down to Miami to a buying show to see what kind of deals we could make for the store. And we had an opportunity while we were there to go fish a local lake. And the target was peacock bass. I have never caught a peacock bass in my life. And I dearly wanted to do that. So we had a gentleman hook us up with a guy who lived on a lake that had peacock bass in it. And the weather was, we were in some cool weather, so that was going to have an effect on it. But we went and bought shiners.
Right.
And Ron said, how many shiners do you think we need? And I said, well, we probably need a couple of dozen. Well, till we found out how much they wanted for them. We
decided, 20 bucks a dozen?
Yeah, we decided, boy, a dozen would be plenty.
Right.
So anyway, we get out there to the lake, and a couple of the guys in the store had given Ron two different lures to try to catch for peacock bass. And the two guys had guaranteed Ron that he would catch a peacock bass. Well, another guy told me you got to have a shiner to catch peacock bass. So I was throwing the shiner. Ron was throwing these two secret weapons that the guys had given him. And here we are floating around out there. The very first cast, I hook up onto maybe a 3 or 4 pound largemouth bass.
Right.
Well, didn't want him, you know. That wasn't
the
target.
That wasn't the target.
Put on another shiner, threw it out, and Ron, he's casted and everything. Threw it out again, boom. Something just tore it up.
So did you guys have a boat?
We're in a boat.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in a nice little boat. I mean, they fixed us up great.
Gotcha.
So here we are. We're going out through there. And now I just need to set the story up correctly here. Ron doesn't go any place without his phone. And, you know, he's a businessman. His phone rings all the time. So he's got his phone in his pocket. I'm in the front of the boat, and I'm directing him about where I want to go because I know that the guy in the front of the boat was going to get the first shot at it. So here we are. We're meandering around. By now, we've caught five bass. He's a largemouth bass. He's caught a bass. No peacock bass whatsoever. So here we are. We're sitting out there. His phone rings. And he puts the rod across his lap. His lure is hanging in the water. And he takes the phone, and the way he answers the phone, he says, "Hello, this is Ron." And boom, the rod bent. He grabbed the rod, and there was a peacock bass apparently had come out from underneath the boat, knew he wasn't paying attention, ate his lure. He's telling the guy, "I got to call you right back." And he's getting this bass. He's getting this peacock bass. And then he finally gets it in, and it's a 2 or 3 pound peacock bass, a nice peacock bass, biggest thing I'd ever seen, really. And he asked me if I wanted to touch it. But the whole deal about that is, it was like, come on, man, you know, how can this be? He's got the rod laying across his lap, the lure hanging in the water, he's talking on the phone, boom. And he hooks up on the peacock bass. That is my, come on, man.
I caught a snook that way. It was probably 10 years ago. I caught a snook that same way, and I was in a tournament, but it was just a little snook. And had I taken a picture of it, I would have won the tournament, but I just threw it back. I was just laughing that there was a snook dumb enough to be under my kayak and eat a lure.
Yeah, but before the day was up, he had caught, I had the five largemouth bass. He had.
So did you get your peacock then?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, and he even wanted me to hold it.
How many did he get?
He got three.
He got three? Oh, that'll make you mad.
He got three and a big Mayan cichlid, a big one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he had a couple of bass. So actually.
So the shiners didn't work?
The shiners did not work. And you're right. It was like $18 or maybe it was $22.
Yeah.
They are proud of their shiners down there in Miami. I would tell you that.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Well, Bob, we've got a whole nother segment on the show. We still got some time in this segment. So why don't you tell everyone where the store is so they know how to get there?
Where we're located at, we're located at the Oldsmar Flea Market. We're on the southeast corner of the main property there. It's 180 Racetrack Road is where it is. You know, if you're coming in from Tampa, just take Tampa Road across or Hillsboro.
Yeah, Hillsboro.
Yeah, take Hillsboro across, and you'll be right there. You can't miss it. We have this huge, huge sign that is like 8 foot tall, 20 foot long. It says Fishing Supply Liquidators, open 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, right now, we're running our winter hours, which are 9 to 5. And if you're coming from the east, you know, or from the west, yeah, come from McMullen Booth, come right on over.
580 or Tampa Road.
Yeah, Tampa Road, and you'll see us. We've got this great big blow-up man out there just whopping around. And there's nothing worse than somebody coming by, and they pull in, and they say, you know, I've lived here in Oldsmar almost my whole life, and I never knew you were there.
Yeah.
And it's I just think it's absolutely incredible. But come on by, and you won't be disappointed.
And there's more to see. You definitely want to go in to see Fishing Supply Liquidators, but you can buy produce. All the other shops there have some interesting stuff, so you can make a day of it. Go in and see Bob and Ron at Fishing Supply Liquidators and enjoy the flea market because they've got a lot of neat stuff there to enjoy.
Yes, they do.
Yep. Yeah. Bob, good come on, man. I can't believe Ron caught a fish while on his phone and his lure dangling in the water.
I can't believe that Ron Simon outfished me.
Yeah.
Usually I tell everybody that all of those fish that you see him posting on Facebook and everything that he's holding that somebody else caught.
Right.
Which he vehemently denies, you know. We did take him out Tuesday morning, though. Took him to a little, him and another one of our good friends at the store. We decided to go target some snook.
Right.
In some local freshwater ponds.
Right.
And I happen to live on one of them. And it's got bass in it, it's got snook in it, it's got redfish in it, it's got sheephead in it. It's a terrible place to have to live, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. And so anyway, we have went out there, but all Ron was able to catch was about a 4-pound largemouth bass.
Yeah.
He couldn't catch a snook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tough luck for Ron.
Yeah, tough luck for Ron.
Well, we're going to come up to the final segment of the show here. Our official website of the show, CaptainMel.com, did a full rebuild of that site a month ago, and the homepage is just alive. I've been posting 2 to 3 new articles per day to keep everything charging through the homepage. The forums, a lot of you have not reset your password for the forums, but I know you'll get to it. If you're not a member, it's free. You can join up with us, and we'd love to have you on there. The site is great. The Captain Mel Classic is on May the 7th, which Ron has been a super sponsor of the Captain Mel Classic every year. His donations go to our winners. A lot of what he donates go to prizes for our junior division winners. So when we get back, segment 4 with Bob Kirby. So enjoy these messages from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
This is Captain Danny Garino. One of the questions asked of a live bait fishing guide is, what should I use to chum up live bait? The answer is Purina 45, and Smelt Feed and Pet Supply carries it. It's cheaper and better than making it yourself. Smelt Feed and Pet Supply is conveniently located in Tampa at 4116 East 7th Avenue. Just ask for the bait chum that all the fishing guides use. Smelt Feed and Pet Supply, 248-2359, or you can visit them on the web at smeltfeed.com.
Fishing Supply Liquidators, where your fishing dollar goes further. Over 500,000 top brand name rods, reels, lures, and frozen bait at crazy low prices. Open 7 days a week, we teach people how to catch fish and back up our sales with professional and courteous service, rod and reel repair, and support. We can custom order any fishing tackle item that we don't stock. We are located at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Come on in.
Are you looking for high performance and top quality fishing gear that will hold up under the toughest of fishing conditions? Then check out the O'Haro lineup of fishing products now available at your local tackle retailer or online at oharofishing.com. Choose from a wide variety of rods, reels, lines, tools, and accessories to help you get the job done next time you're reeling in the big one. O'Haro, conquering the fishing world one cast at a time.
12 Fathom Saltwater Series Lures, top quality soft plastic baits. The line of 12 Fathom lures are designed to trick all species and are available in the most productive colors. Visit their website, 12fathom.com. Use the lures pros throw, 12 Fathom lures, and catch more fish? Make them an offer they can't refuse with 12 Fathom lures.
The old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, holds true for your vehicle's health as well as your personal health. The experienced technicians at Home Auto Care perform a free safety inspection with any maintenance or repair service, allowing them to spot a minor problem before it turns into an expensive breakdown. All repairs are guaranteed at Home Auto Care. At Home Auto Care, 2003 South U.S. Highway 41 in Ruskin, Florida. Call 813-645-0339 to schedule your vehicle for an appointment today.
This is Captain Jason Prieto. If you want to keep up with Danny and myself during the week to see what our latest catch is, just find us on Facebook. Search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show and hit the like button. We will keep you dialed in on what's biting on Tampa Bay.
Captain Danny Garino here. DOA Lures has done it again. Captain Mark Nichols of DOA Lures has introduced his newest creation,
the DOA Airhead.
It will bring fish out of any hiding place. DOA Lures, the unfair advantage. Innovators, not followers. Check them out at the local tackle store or on the web at doalures.com.
This is Neil Taylor with CaptainMel.com, Florida's number one fishing website, founded by Captain Mel Berman. Your one stop for all your online fishing needs. CAPMEL.com. Again, that's CaptainMel.com.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com.
Here we are, segment four of the show, rolling right along. We hope that you're having a great Sunday, doing whatever it is you're doing, but hopefully you're going to do some fishing. Tides are good. We got through all the quarter moon tides, and the water is moving again. Today is actually the final day of the Old Frank Sargent show, so if you can't get out on the water and you need something to do, you can run over to the fairgrounds. 3-day show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so today's the last day of that show. I was there Friday and Saturday. I was asked to represent at the Daiwa booth. So I put in my time there. I had a couple days open right before I get really busy. So I'm fishing again later today, and I will be fishing for the next 4 weeks straight. So, Bob, I know you got out and you gave it an effort out at Fort DeSoto. Did a little wade fishing this week. You had a tougher day than usual.
Yes, I did. But I'm going to back up to you and tell you a couple of weeks ago, your good friend and my good friend, I took him fishing again.
Good.
Beth. Yeah. And her wonderful, wonderful daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we did one of those little spurts around the mud hole. And there's a reason why they call it the mud hole out there. And was able to catch a few fish, but nothing real great.
Look, but, there's Carol Ann in my phone.
Yes.
She's been in my phone for 3 years now.
Yeah.
I got a new phone, but I transferred the picture over because Beth's used to me showing it to her.
Yeah, but Beth and Carol Ann have come a long way as wade fishing ladies now, I'm going to tell you.
They have talked about fishing in the Captain Mel Classic this year, so I hope they do.
I heard a conversation about that, and I would be proud if they did do that. And you know, as you're speaking of that, not to pat you on the back or anything, but it makes me awful proud for what you do and the support that tournament has, and you know, everybody who's ever listen to him or ever met him,
right?
You know what a great conversation they claim they had, or not claim but have had with the man.
I meet people that get upset when they start talking about it. They had such a good experience with the man. I'm like, how well did you know him? They're like, oh, I just met him at a boat show one time.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
The man was loved, and he had a neat position in the fishing community, and it's really great people felt that way about him, even though a lot of them didn't even really know him that well, it's kind of fun to watch that reaction.
Yeah, and you know, and as we're talking about that, again, you know, I'm talking about how fortunate we are to live in a great place where we can, you know,
oh, absolutely,
fish and do all the hunt and whatever it is your passion is, but the number of incredible men and women who are leaders and shakers in this fishing community here is tremendous.
Right.
I don't know that you could go anyplace else and find the quality of people that we have representing this area place in the country.
It offsets a lot of the people who aren't. Because there are some, but
there's knuckleheads around, and you know, if I bless, say that, bless their hearts,
I say that they're evenly distributed. But the support for the Captain Mel Classic, the support of my business from my sponsors, a lot of it's the same, and all of it's you know, very similar. There are people that are very generous and are very giving with their resources to help out something. It's a charity event, but I mean, they're so generous with their donations. It makes it so easy for me to put on a great event.
Yes.
Something that the people enjoy, and they get to take home some great stuff because of it. So,
and I think at the end of the day, one of the greatest things that you can take home with you is your memories. And, you know, We're just blessed. That's what we are. And I would just tell everybody too, you come into our store and bring your kids.
Yep.
Because the future is not me sitting here with Neil and this sort of thing, but it would just make me swell with pride to bring in one of my young guys, and we do this show one time, and I would drag one of them in here.
Oh, we could do that anytime you want.
Oh, yeah, because I have two tremendous young men who aren't afraid to speak.
That's good.
You know, and they...
I'm a little timid.
Yeah, yeah. You and I both are a little timid. I don't know if this room holds enough timid room for these two timid people, you know? But, and I would like to do that.
We will definitely do that.
You know, because I have this passion, and it's your charge and it's my charge to help these young people grow longer legs for greater strides through life.
Yes.
And that's what this whole thing is all
good,
about.
Good point, Bob. And so my nephew, he's 17. You haven't met him yet, but he's the biggest fishing fanatic in Florida. I mean, he is just...
Well, I'd like to meet him.
He is into it. So, anyway, 17, he's a junior in high school, so he's had a few things going on where... I know it's challenging for him. He's hit a couple of areas in life that are different that he's never encountered before. So I finished up fishing one day with him and my brother early to go dig some sand and improve this launch area. And I turn around and he's there. He could have still been out fishing, but he wanted to talk to me and he wanted to go over some of these issues. And so anyway, he wanted my advice. And so my advice went along the lines of, well, you need to do this, this, and this. And he's nodding, and I said, and if you do all those things, you're going to be able to go fishing more often in your life. You can trust me on it. If you don't screw this up now and you do all these things I'm telling you, you're going to be able to go fishing whenever you want to later in life.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, I'm just sitting here smiling because all of the young kids that come into the store are crazy over bash, you know, ask them, how many bass did you pull the lips off of this week? You know,
nice.
And they proudly show you all these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But it just tickles me the number of them that are into, they don't want to use a spinning reel and rod and reel combo.
Casters.
They want a bait caster.
Gotcha.
And they don't care if it's a $20 combo or a whatever. Everybody's throwing a bait caster out there. And if you want to learn anything about a baitcaster, come into that store some Saturday when we got a bunch of them young kids about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Who have just come from the ponds, the local ponds, and looking around the store, and to hear the conversation that they have. It's absolutely incredible. They teach each other.
I'll bet that's fun.
Yeah.
I bet that's great fun to watch.
It is great fun.
Yeah.
And you know how healthy everything is. Whenever you have a kid standing out on the edge of a pond or whatever, and he's fishing, you know that he's not doing anything else.
Correct.
Yeah. You know, so that's a prideful thing.
Other than when it was me and I was probably drinking beer while I was fishing.
Oh, that would be a terrible, terrible thing. Yeah. I think I may have done that one time.
My father still, he talks about it when we get together, and I'll say, so you knew about all that, and he goes, oh, yeah, he goes, but don't tell your mother.
Yeah, 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 make sure she's not listening to the program.
Well, she didn't know him. He goes, well, she had her suspicions, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, the good old days.
Yes. Now, let me pick your brain here real quick.
Sure.
Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I can go fishing. So what day would you suggest that a guy who's going to do some wade fishing, because I want to go wade fishing, not in the kayak. What day, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday would be the best day? And where I want to go is I'm going to go into the Terra Verde area.
I would say be ready to go all days, because I think your opportunities are almost the same all 3 days.
Yeah, I'm looking.
The weather part, I don't know. I haven't looked at the weather forecast that far out. But I can tell you, because of people I have coming into town, what I have scheduled, that all those tides are good tides to catch fish.
Well, from I think that but I find that interesting. You're noncommittal with me. You know, I want to know one specific day. I can fish Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Now, right. Which day should I go?
Thursday.
Okay. I was thinking Tuesday. And Wednesday and Thursday.
And I would say, like I said, they're all similar opportunities. The best bite may be the last day in that sequence.
Yes. Yeah. And the
bite may be good Tuesday. It may be good Wednesday. The Thursday bite may be the best of the month.
Yep, and it may be. The reason why I said Tuesday.
Or it could be the worst bite of the month.
It could be.
That's the other problem.
Because I'm going to go shrimping early Tuesday morning. So I'm going to be out there.
Are they in now?
Yes, they are.
Oh, nice.
So anybody who would like to do a little shrimping and have a little quick training session about that and learn about exactly where to stand and what to do and how to do it. Stop in the store and see me.
There you go.
Or see Tim. Ron, and we'll tell you.
Bob, with your shrimping, have you ever done anything with salt in a sock?
No.
I heard about that.
No.
And I'm trying to remember if it was Fireman John or who it was that was telling someone, if you want to attract a bunch of those shrimp into one area, you load up a sock with salt and you throw it in the water and then you come back to the sock an hour later and the shrimp will be all around it.
I've never heard that.
Maybe I dreamt that.
No.
This could be completely false. Maybe I just dreamt this, but.
No, I've never heard that. The only thing I've ever heard about is a couple of rolls of quarters in a sock.
I even heard they like that salt so much that they'll get their horn stuck in it trying to get to it. But again, maybe I dreamt the whole thing because I have some strange dreams.
Well, that almost sounds like a shrimp story, doesn't it?
I may have to research that one again.
Yeah, I may have to research that.
But we need to have you on again and have you talk extensively about your shrimping. I've never done it. I told you when we had you on before. My brother and nephew have done it a lot.
You get out there and you start shrimping. And you're out there, and here's a half a dozen growing men, 4 o'clock in the morning, knee deep water, light shining down, got their net, got their bucket dragging behind them, and all they're doing is giggling and cussing.
That's awesome.
And it's an amazing thing to go do. And it's one of those things that a person should do before they can't.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a great, great, great thing to do early in the morning.
So Bob Kirby, Fishing Supply Liquidators is where he works. We're winding down for the week. So I'd like to thank Bob for coming in again.
And I thank you for having me and looking forward to coming back. And I want to bring one of the guys, a couple of the guys in.
Well,
the youngsters.
Definitely love to involve everyone at the store. So that will wrap it up for this week. Again, our official website of the show, CaptainMel.com. Visit it. If you need to reach me, my email is livelybaits@AOL.com. My phone number, 727-692-6345. The Captain Mel Classic is on May 7th. The check-in, Captain's meeting is May the 6th, Fat Cat Tavern. 100% payout to anglers after we pay the charity. Suncoast Animal League is our charity for the second straight year. We hope that you can fish in the tournament. It's a fun event. It's all amateur. It's all lure. So give me a call if you have any questions. We would love to have you involved. We will be back next week with another fun show, and we would like to thank all of you for tuning in. We will catch all of you next week. Bob, say goodbye to everyone out there.
See you all. Come into the store, and we'll hook you up with something special.
There you have it. We will catch you next week.
Precision Tackle offers a variety of spoons and spinnerbaits that are superior to any others on the market today. The Flats Intruder Wheeler spoons are offered in 1/8 ounce, 1/4 ounce, and 1/2 ounce sizes and come in gold, silver, copper, and black. Precision Tackle also offers the Thunder Spin, Cajun Flash, and Stalker spinnerbaits. These baits are made to perform flawlessly in salt water and catch plenty of trout, redfish, flounder, and mackerel.
This is Captain Jason Prieto. If you want to keep up with Danny and myself during the week to see what our latest catch is, just find us on Facebook. Search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show and hit the like button. We will keep you dialed in on what's biting on Tampa Bay.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohero's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohero fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohero fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box. See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and when I'm getting my engine serviced, I can't think of anywhere better than Alify Marine. Alify Marine is a full-service and warranty facility for Yamaha and Mercury outboards. They are also a dealer for all Weld and StarCraft boats that are in stock and turnkey ready. For all you do-it-yourself guys, they have all Yamalube and Mercury oils in stock. Don't forget, Alify Marine is a sales and warranty center for all power pole products to keep your power pole in good working condition. Alify Marine can meet all your service needs. Call now to schedule your next appointment. 813-671-BOAT.
This is Captain Jason Prieto, and I have a new product to tell you about that puts more fish on the boat. It's called M80 Supercharged Chum with TNT Sparkle by M80 Marine Products. M80 Chum is a concentrated dry chum that is easily mixed with water and is great to use for all types of fish. From snapper and grouper on the wrecks to greenbacks on the flats, M80 Chum is always on my boat. If you're interested in purchasing some M80 Chum or would like more information on the product, just go to their website at www.m80marineproducts.com.
Live, local.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you what.
Your home for NBC Sports, the new Sports Talk 1040, The Team, and SportsTalkFlorida.com.